Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
How good is the Eagles' defense? That's the conversation I want to have, and we can open up the MGM National Harbor listener line on this right now at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. So I guess let me just start, Danny, by saying I understand that that's an exceptional unit. You cannot get through a full season ranking number one overall on a side of the ball and not be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And in yards per play, that's what Philadelphia was. So 32 teams in the league, every time they lined up, per play basis, the Eagles gave up the fewest yards at 4.7. They ranked number nine against the run. They ranked number one against the pass. I don't find them to be a dominant, scary defense, though. To me, generally, when you're going up against like a number one defense, you go into that game and you go, I don't know how I'm going to move the ball on this team. You know what I mean? You know what that looks like over the years with like the Ravens in 2000 or
Legion of Boom defense.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't really see them that way. Now, why is that? Part of it, I think, is the game that I just watched them play against Washington when the Commanders scored 36 points and Jaden Daniels threw five touchdown passes against them just a handful of weeks ago. They have been leaky over the last couple of weeks. I thought they really got bailed out to an extent by the weather against the Rams. Like, their numbers against L.A. look really, really good. But if you look at it, there were a ton of drops in that game. Rams receivers could not hold on to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
There were guys slipping out of breaks. The snow benefited them immensely. I think they can be had a little bit in that secondary, oddly enough, as a unit that was number one yards per play against the pass. And you've seen some teams have success running the ball against them. That's why they're back end top 10. They also don't really do a great job getting to the quarterback. They harass you. They move you around. They don't sack you very often. They're 15th in sacks per pass attempt, basically smack dab in the middle of the league. They don't pick off a lot of passes. They are not in the top 10 in that category. They're good at forcing punts and, you know, not allowing you to extend drives. They're number one in first downs per game. Again, they do things very well. They're third on third down defense, partially because they win on early downs. But, you know, they're 20th in goal to go when you get inside the 10. They are 23rd at stopping fourth downs when teams go for fourth downs. I wonder if there's any team
that goes for a lot of
fourth downs around these parts. Here is my argument. They are very good. I don't find them to be scary. I am not worried. I don't go into that game going, oh, damn, I got to play the Eagles defense this week. I just don't put them in that category. And I think it's hard for me to unsee what I just watched with my own eyes at Northwest Stadium in Landover, going back to week 16, where Washington did whatever they wanted. The Eagles did not have, after the first quarter really, a single answer for the Commanders in that game. And Jaden Daniels, in that contest, oh, by the way, went for 88 yards on the ground and then threw for five touchdowns. Elite defenses don't really allow that to happen. They don't have games like that on the ledger.
I think that's a lot of that is fair because some of those are numerical data points. But let me throw this back at you. They allowed 20 points or less in 13 of their 19 games so far this year. If you expand that to 22 or less, it goes up to 16 out of 19. You don't just luck your way into that, regardless of opponent in this modern day and age. Half their games, they allowed less than 300 total yards. And that's in games that they're dominating, which they dominated a bunch of them, where teams are just throwing it every down. And they're playing some prevent and soft stuff. You've got three outlier games over the course of this year. Their worst game of the season where they got blown up by Tampa Bay. That happened. I'm not taking that away. I'm not changing that. That happened. The opener in, not in North America, against Green Bay, who moved the football at will and scored some points against them.
They were terrible in that game.
They were bad in that game. I have nothing to say about that. And then really the second half against Washington, where if you look at the first half, they washed all the things that I'm afraid of that you're not, which I think is reasonable, by the way. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about downs, fumble, punt, fumble, punt, Washington's first half drive chart. I think that group is excellent. I think Fangio was the best defensive coordinator maybe in football, or he's close to it. If you look at his body work over the last decade plus, he is probably not a great head coach, but he's an excellent DC. Figures out guys, what bothers you coverage-wise, and you're 100% right. They don't have the passer harassment that they did a couple seasons ago when they set the modern record for sacks. They were 15, 20 sacks clear of the second-place team. They're not that in terms of a pass-rushing group, but you look at the body of work they've turned in, they have been dominant at times, and at worst, really good at others. The outlier samples I went through, it's really the last 18 minutes of that Washington game where it got away from them. That happened, and it was awesome, but for three quarters of that game, they were kicking Washington's butt pretty good. I don't know.
So you're mostly, the best point I think you made, and it's the one that you're going to hear a lot about this defense, is you're mostly looking at how many points they've given up. Fair? Exclusively.
You touched that. Yards per play, they're number one. Yards per pass, they're number one. All that stuff.
I'm just saying that, yes, they do not give up yards and they don't give up points. I think the biggest reason for that is they're not on the field that much. It's about their offense. The best thing about their defense is they're the best running team in the league, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best ball possession team most games in the league. I'm going to ask you this. Where do you think they rank out of 32 teams in number of plays on the field defensively this year?
Oh, I would know. I don't know. The second or third least.
Least.
Least, yeah.
32. The Panthers were on the field this year for 1,154 plays. The Eagles were not even on the field for 1,000.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
They had 999 defensive plays. The only team in the league.
Sub 1,000.
And in fact, almost no other teams are sub 1025 or 1030. They're not on the field. Less is asked of them. So I think the reason why their defense plays well is they can't be exposed. That the other team's offense doesn't get enough looks and reps and opportunities. Well, what does Washington have? They have two games of tape, and they're getting now a third look at them. So, again, as part of making an argument, I think you end up like belittling or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they are bad. This is a legitimate top of the league type defense, top five, top 10 in any given year, whatever. Are they scary? No. They lack, to me, like really scary players. There's a couple. Jalen Carter is an absolute menace to society, and I worry about him every single moment of every single game. But normally when you're talking about a number one defense, there's a guy like that at every level. And there's not really for me with this group. I'll take Terry McLaurin on Quinyon Mitchell. You saw that in the second game. These two teams played, by the way, where Washington actually threw the ball to Terry and he cooked them. The first game when the Eagles had Washington's number, no time to prepare. If you remember, Cliff actually going into the second game talked about how he overdid it and he gave them too much and there was too much on Jaden's plate, basically, and he should have dumbed things down and just kind of, you know, ran what they had prepared already. They didn't do that. So I think some of that was the lack of prep time. I think Daniels was compromised and not 100% probably. And it was a bad game, cold weather, gross, on the road, whatever, a lot of factors. You're going to have bad nights. I'll give them credit too. They did a really good job. And they have disguised and surprised Daniels this season. They forced him into more bad middle-of-the-field throws than any other team. He probably should have, like, I think he has three interceptions against them. He should probably have five or six. Mm-hmm. They're the team that's made him look the most like a rookie. So, again, kudos to them. They're good. But I think Washington's offense is better than Philly's defense is. Washington's offense is more good than the Eagles' defense is good.
So the plays argument or point is a good one. Where you go, it's because of their offense. I'm going, it's because of their defense, because they get off the field, because they don't let you get many yards, and they force you to punt. They don't turn you over a ton. You're 100% right, even though that five turnover game happened, and they have a four turnover game in there. Pretty much half their season turnovers, by the way, were over a couple of games. So that's one place where you can go, dominant defenses, take it away as much as, you know, way more than this group is what I would say. But to me, that you look at the average time of drive, for example, of offenses, Philly's absolutely in the top 10 or top five, as is Detroit, as is Washington, as was Tampa Bay, and their defenses aren't like this. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're right that they're set up well to play complementary football, where you can stay on the field, get first downs, score some points, but you still got to get those three and outs. You still got to get those. Washington doesn't, and this Philadelphia defense does by point of comparison.
Yeah. Commander's defense is not good.
Right. But I'm offering that. Hey, they're right there comparable in terms of time of possession for you know, on average for each drive.
But the Eagles are the number one time of possession team in the league. And it's because they run the ball at a rate that nobody else can or does.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most friendly, awesome thing you can do for your defense.
That is totally true.
Generally speaking, the better you are at running the ball in time of possession, the better your defense is going to be. See the Ravens as an example, who are right there as well, who had the other 2,000-yard back.
Totally right.
This year.
And I guess my point is that group is also coming. I mean, they're playing at home, but that offense is available, and they're going to do that to a group that can't stop them in terms of Washington.
Absolutely, but that, which is a whole other conversation, right. I guess, to just, in a vacuum, how good is the Eagles' defense? If you put this Eagles' defense on a mediocre offense, what does it look like? Now, it goes without saying it would get worse as you play more, mm-hmm. but that's kind of my whole argument. I don't think they're, you know, they're obviously not the 2000 Ravens all time,
right.
You know, some of those defenses. But the question, I guess, is do they scare you? And really, other than Jalen Carter, my answer is no. I also think not having N'Kobe Dean's a big, big deal. Who they used to spy Jaden Daniels, who did a pretty good job at times keeping him in the pocket.
Very much so.
Who can move pretty well sideline to sideline. I think that's a huge, huge loss. Let's go to Kevin in D.C. on Grant and Danny. How do you feel about the Eagles' number one ranked defense?
I feel like how you feel. Outside of Jalen Carter, there's nothing scary.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you
outside
think...
Outside of Jalen Carter, but and one thing the people have to remember, too, we didn't have Jonathan Allen for neither one of those games as well.
Well, that's true. I mean, early in the year, he wasn't necessarily putting him over the top or the swinging pendulum anyway, but he did have a tremendous game against Detroit. I think he had seven pressures. He ended up really making
he was really good.
A huge impact.
Need that again against that excellent offensive line.
Yeah. Different side of the ball, obviously, than what we're talking about right now, which is the Washington offense against the Philly defense. Question for you guys is, how confident are you that the Commanders will be able to move the football and score points on this defense? Like, to me, I feel great about that. I think they'll move the ball, they'll score points. I do worry about turnovers. I think Daniels is going to throw a pick in this game. I hope it's one. Because we have seen it. We've seen Vic Fangio is the only guy that has figured out some way that Daniels doesn't quite see everything in the VR headset before the game.
Right.
I don't know what He's got on him, but he's got something. I need it to be one pick, not two picks.
And I also hope it's not. I hope it's like an arm punt. You know what I mean? Like something downfield. Like the one interception that was over the middle, because remember there were two in that game, that was kind of deeper over the middle. I think it was intended for McCaffrey. Wasn't a great arm punt, but it wasn't like sideways line of scrimmage that gets returned for a touchdown.
The home game? The second game
that they won.
Yes.
It was 25, 30 yards down the field. So that wouldn't be a great punt, but I'll take that.
It was around midfield.
Way different than somebody jumps something and you get a free touchdown.
The other one was when they got the ball back to try to go win the game.
Mm-hmm.
In minus territory near your own red zone, basically.
Yeah.
And the defense bailed you out, and then you had to kick the field goal, right. I guess, and they still got to go down and have a chance to win.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.